Come on, sin had a hold of us. We had no hope. We were lost and undone. And God, your Father, my Father, sent His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and whom the Son makes free, is free indeed. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Don't you love to worship the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. How sweet it is to be in the people of like faith presence with the presence of the Lord being exalted. Amen? Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight with each and every one of you. I'm so glad to see Brother David. Again, I missed him. I'm glad he's here tonight. I'm glad that every one of you is here. I'm glad to see be in church with Brother A.G. We appreciate that cross so very much that you made for us. That'll always have a special place in our heart, and we appreciate that. I was thinking about, you won't remember this, of course, but 40 years ago was the very first time I ever met you. And I was in your supermarket with my dad, and I guess something was said or whatever, and you said, "Is this the boy?" And I didn't know that y'all had been having a conversation, and I thought, uh-oh, I was fixing to get in trouble for something. I thought, and the first thing out of my mouth was, "I didn't do it." I guess I might have been a little guilty or something, I reckon. But anyway, that was the first time I got to meet you, and I've never forgot that. That's always stuck in the back of my mind for whatever reason. Well, anyway, hallelujah. Are you glad you came tonight already? We've been blessed, amen? I tell you, God is so good. I want you to leave here tonight just very encouraged. The Spirit of God has just laid some scriptures on my heart, very familiar verses of Scripture. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 13. But I want you to leave here tonight with just a fresh unction by the Spirit of God of what you've been called to do and what you can do, because God gave everything to you. Amen. He has empowered you to be successful. The Bible says that wherever you go, that you're blessed. Whatever you put your hand to is blessed. Amen. And so what we need to do is just find more opportunities to put our hand to something. Because the more we touch, the more it will be changed for the glory of God. Amen. But you bear with me and we'll lay a foundation here. John chapter 13, for sake of time, Jesus is teaching here. Let's start in verse number 31. John chapter 13, verse number 31. When you're there, say amen. Notice what the Word of God says. It says, "Now therefore, when he was gone out," talking about Judas Iscariot, this is right after the communion meal, if you would, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. And if God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you." Now concentrate on these two verses, verses 34 and 35. Jesus makes this statement. He says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Verse 35. By this love shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Yes, Lord. Praise you, Father, for what you're doing in this service today, Lord, for what you're doing tonight in each and every one of us, Lord. Let us steal our minds, open our hearts, and be following the Word.
Yes.
Let us soak it into the very buds of our soul, Lord, that we become what you would have us to be and what you would will us to be, Lord. Give us eyes to hear and ears to see, and ears to hear and eyes to see, and the unction of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, and the boldness to step forward in it, Lord.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Hallelujah. I'd love to get into a place in the Word of God, don't you, where we have a challenge set before us. Because when we have a challenge set before us, we know that we have the anointing on the Word to make it possible in your life and my life. And so here Jesus is. He's getting ready to, he's working his way to the cross. And he's giving this last little bit of instructions to the disciples, and he's preparing them for him going away. But as he starts that preparation process to them, he gives them this command of love. And tonight, you and I, this same command is passed down to us. But what's so exciting about that, as we look around the world today and we see so many things happening and we see hate being exalted and bringing division, and it's prevailing in so many ways, seemingly, but not really, seemingly, because when you and I, we know the power of the love of God. Tonight, we're in a place, in a position where we can, as a blood-bought, blood-washed, baptized into the body of Christ group of people, we can see God's love change not only our lives, but everybody that we come in contact with. And so that's exciting because we know what Jesus said. He said, you can tell what time you're living in. And he said, the way that you can tell that my coming is very nigh, he said that love is going to what? It's going to wax cold. It's going to grow cold. And so you and I, we see where we're at. But all that does is give us an opportunity, just like as the world is getting darker, you're a light. And the darker the world is, the brighter your light is. And so when the world is in a place where the love is being covered over, and the Bible actually says, Jesus said that iniquity is going to abound. Well, we see it. Lawlessness, that's what he's saying. And he said that would cause the love to be covered over. Well, when you and I, as a group of people who have the love of Jesus in us, it just makes it that much more powerful. Amen? So you're set up tonight for success. And so let's talk about that just for a little bit. Notice what Jesus said. He said in verse number 34, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Now, he didn't stop there. He said, I want you not just to have love, but I want you to have the God kind of love. I want you to have the agape, the God kind of love that is proactive. You know, this love that you hear so much today is, oh, I love this and I love that and I love you, but they never put their hand to anything. What is that worth? That's words. Words that's empty. But our Father in heaven, he said that I love you, and then he sent Jesus to show that love. Amen? He demonstrated that love to us. And so here we're tonight, we're in a place and a position where Jesus says, I'm giving you a new commandment. Now let's see how this commandment has been refreshed by Jesus Christ. Hold your place here, and let's go to the book of Leviticus, and let's see where God first uttered these words. In Leviticus, I think it's chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 18. Leviticus 19 and 18. It says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Now, so here Jesus says in the New Testament, he said, I'm going to give you a new commandment. In other words, from the Greek, what he's saying is this commandment has been refreshed. I'm refreshing it. Now, what does that mean to you and I tonight? It means that they could not keep this commandment. Under the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, they could not do it because in themselves, they could not accomplish what God told them to do. You and I, we can't live by the law. But we got a son, Jesus, the Son of God, who went and the Bible says that he took every part of the Word of God right down to every jot, every tittle, and he fulfilled it. And so what I can't do tonight, what you can't do, he done it for me. And so as he's talking to his disciples, he's getting them ready for him going to the cross. And he's telling them that because I go to the cross and because I fulfill the very law of the Word of God, and if you will believe in me and put your faith in me, you'll be able to do by my help, by my hand in your life, what could not be done before. Now, I love that tonight because that means that Jesus, the Son of God, he never failed in one thing. He completed everything that the Father, he heard what the Father said and he spoke it. He saw what the Father was doing and he done it here on earth as our example. Amen? And so he succeeded. And so tonight he's telling you and I that we're to love as he loved because he's going to be in you by God's Spirit. He's going to be in me. And so Jesus was able to accomplish that. And tonight you and I, we can rest in the fact that we're going to come in contact with people at times that seem unlovable. But what do they need? They need the love of God. And so the love of God is going to be in you, and it's going to change them. That's what we're looking for. Amen. All right. So here I want you to be so encouraged in that. Let's see. Here Jesus says, I want you to love as I love. And so we need to see what God has done for us. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Some of my most favorite verses of Scripture is out of this fifth chapter. But notice what it says in verse number 8. Now, Jesus, remember, he told us to love as he loved. And he doesn't ask you to do something without helping us. Look what it says in verse number 8, Romans 5 and 8. But God commendeth, he introduced, he exhibits his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. So tonight, we have the love of God in us because God's love, Jesus, died for us. He died in my place. He died in your place. He died in everyone's place. All they have to do is to see the love of God. And then when they see the love of God, they see the sacrifice of God's Son, the Lamb of God, Jesus, and they accept him, all of a sudden, their whole life is changed. We know that. We know the gospel message. We're so grateful and thankful for that, but there's people who don't. And so we got to get in the place and the position where we say, God told me to love, but then he demonstrated, he exhibited, he showed me love, he gave me love, in other words. See, look what it says in Romans 5:5. Just jump up just a few verses. Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Concentrate on the last part of the verse. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So Jesus, his command from the Father to us is to love, but then all of a sudden he says, I tell you to love, but I'm going to give you the love to be able to do it. Come on, we've all been in a place before, we've all worked a job before where the boss wanted us to do something, but we didn't have everything necessary to do what needed to be done. It isn't that way with our Father in heaven, amen? Amen. He said, I want you to love, I command you to love, but I'm going to give you my love where you'll be able to give it out. Oh, my. Hallelujah. We're set up for success. We're set up. We cannot fail. You cannot fail tonight if you'll just believe God. Take God at his word. Believe tonight that when you're around somebody that maybe rubs the flesh the wrong way, maybe that causes your mind to be disturbed or whatever, but all of a sudden you say, Father God, let me have the love for them that you have. Show me the value of them in your eyes. I want to love them as you love them. In other words, I want to be in a place and a position where I can shine some light into their life. I can give unto them some things that you have gave unto me. Amen? That's where he's setting us up for. He's setting us up for success to be able to reach a lost and dying world. And so tonight, as he commands us to love, I want you to see that your heart, and you need to go around. We're not talking about name it and claim it. We're talking about decreeing and declaring the word of God. You need to say that I am a vessel that is blood bought by the love of God. That I have and I house the love of God. And I don't go by what I feel, because feelings change. I go by faith. Why do I go by faith? Romans 12:3, Brother Ryan. Romans 12:3. You go by faith because not only did God give you love, but he gave you the measure of faith. Romans 12:3 says that God has dealt to every person the measure of faith. In other words, you don't have to. We're to add to our faith. We're to work our faith. We're to fight the good fight of faith. All of these things. But when the devil convinces some people that the reason why they don't receive things from God is because they don't have enough faith for it, that's a lie. Because when God says, through the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, that I gave you the measure, he can't lie. You have the measure. You have what you need. Amen? We've just got to learn how to access it and put it into practice. But I'm saying that to say this, that here the reason why you're set up for success is because Jesus said to the person that believes, all things is... Is all things all things? That means you mean my loved ones that are lost and undone and they're in a mess and they don't know come from go? top from bottom, that they can hear the gospel? Does that mean that the person on the street that is being used by the devil to wreak havoc and to bring hatred in the world can be touched by the gospel? Amen. Amen. That's what God's wanting to do, and that's what God's going to do, and He's going to do it through you and I, through the church. Amen. And so tonight I want you to see that there is nothing, not one thing impossible. All we've got to do is be like the centurion. Jesus said, I haven't found no such greater faith. No, not in all of Israel. Because he believed Jesus. What did he say? He said, Lord, just send your word. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. He said, but you just send the word and my servant will be healed. Because he believed. He believed. Tonight, I want you and I to be in the place and the position to believe that you've got the measure of faith and you've got the love of God. And the Holy Spirit is your source of love of God. Remember, we just read it, Romans 5:5. Now, let's think about that just for a second. Go with me to Galatians 5:6. Galatians 5:6. This is why God gives you faith and this is why He gives you love. And this is why all things are possible. Now notice what he says, Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus Christ, how many is in Jesus tonight? Come on, hallelujah. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. It's not about the outward. It's about the inward. Right? You know when Jesus touched your heart. Oh my, did he make a change in it, amen? What did he do? He gave you a brand new heart. Amen? Brand new. He said, I took out that stony heart. And I give you a heart of flesh that can be touched by the feelings of God, by the plan of God, by the will of God. Amen? Now here he says, for in Jesus Christ neither availeth none of these things, but notice what he says, the last part of the verse, but faith which worketh by love. Now if all things is possible to the person that believes, to the person that has faith, and God has dealt to you tonight the measure of faith, but you have to have love to operate that faith. But God says, huh, I'm going to take care of that too. I'm going to shed abroad. That word shed abroad is a continual active verb. I'm going to continually, if you'll receive it, I'm going to continually be shedding abroad in your heart my love. So that means tonight, the faith that God has dealt to you and the love that the Holy Spirit is continually bringing in your life is operating in your life, you're going to be able to see miracles. Jesus said for us to expect the signs that He worked to follow us. Not to pull a crowd under ourselves, but to pull a crowd to Jesus Christ. Amen? You and I, everything that we do and everything that we say, we can put the focus, the spotlight on Jesus. And if we can put the spotlight on Him, that's causing Him, John 12:32, to be lifted up. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw people unto me. God is doing an amazing work. I've never had so many calls as I had in the last few days. Why? The Spirit of God is moving. The Spirit of God is working. He's drawing people out of their very hard situations, and He's bringing them unto Himself. Amen? We're going to see it. We're going to see more and more people that are hurting, that are lost, that are bound. We're going to see them come out of that bondage because you and I believe. Amen? And we believe and we let the love of God touch people. Glory. That's what we're desirous of. Amen? So tonight, I want you just to be so assured of what the Word of God says about you, of who you are, what your call is, and just operate in it. Amen? But we've got to put it to work. We've got to see what God has said about us, and we've got to let it work in our lives. Now, here is the greatest thing. Now, here's what the Spirit of God wants me to ask you tonight. What would you do tonight? What would you do tomorrow, this coming week, if you knew you couldn't fail? I'm talking about for the Lord. What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? Now, let's think about it just for a second. Because, see, the devil has conditioned us. The world has conditioned us. Well, you know, sometimes it's going to work, sometimes it's not. Really. Come on, we got a Jesus who goes to the very center of a person's life. And just because things don't happen in our timetable or in the way that we think they should happen doesn't mean things are not happening. Amen? Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We think it's just something that we read at weddings. So much more than that. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting in verse number 4. Now remember, this love is being shed abroad in your heart, in my heart. Amen? And look what it says about the love of God. 1 Corinthians 13, 4. Charity, agape, the God kind of love, suffers long. This is your success. This is my victory tonight. We can have patience that we need to make it through any situation because you can't fail. You can love when the world is saying give up. You can love when the world says I've had enough. But because God is shedding abroad by His Holy Spirit the love of God in you, because He's dealt to you the measure of faith, and they're working hand in hand, and you're loving as Jesus loved, you can be in a place when all kind of hell is coming down around you to know that you can have peace. Come on, we've all been in situations and circumstances where it looked like the storm was going to overtake us. But we heard in the back of our mind, we heard down deep in our spirit, we're going to go to the other side.
Yes.
Come on now. Jesus, He didn't take them out of it, but He took them all the way through it. And some of you tonight, you know what I'm talking through. You've been through a lot of things, and you saw God move in a miraculous, mighty way. Amen? Because why? Because you believed Him. You believed Him. He said, love suffereth long and is kind. Love, charity, envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, it is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly, neither seeks not her own, is not easily provoked. Love thinks no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now notice this, verse number 8. Love never faileth. The love of God is being shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit, working the love that God has dealt to you in perfect measure. You cannot fail. Glory! That's a good place to shout.
Yes.
You cannot fail. You can do what needs to be done. God is wanting you and I to step up to the plate for the unbelievable. He's wanting us to believe for the people who are lost and undone in this community. They won't come because of things that have happened in their life. They've been hurt. They've been mistreated. They've been looked down upon. Guess what? Jesus wants you and I to go to them. He said, go ye into all the world. Sure, we want people to come to church. And the church is a soul-saving station. But more importantly, if we're going to reach some of the people, we've got to be like Jesus. We've got to get out among the people. Jesus, the Bible says that He was a friend to the sinner. You and I, if we're going to ever win them, we got to be their friend. Amen? And we can be their friend by the empowerment of the Lord, His love in our life. Amen? And so tonight, as you're walking this walk, this faith walk that works by love, you need to say that every step that you take, Lord, where You're leading me, I know that I cannot fail. If You lead me to witness to this person, it's going to be a success. Jesus, the Word of God says that not one word of God will drop to the ground. It will not return unto Him void, but it will accomplish, the prophet said, what He sent it thereunto. So if you're speaking what God tells you to speak, it's going to work. Amen? So we just need to say, God, I'm available. You know what God's looking for? The Holy Spirit is looking for a person today in this world, in this busy, busy world, who will say, I'm available. I'm available. That's all He's looking for. You realize that just we're in a time period of Noah, even in the book of Genesis. You remember in the book of Genesis, Noah kept sending the dove out, type of the Holy Ghost. He had no place to rest, and he kept having to come back. The Lord is wanting you and I to let the Holy Spirit rest upon us and then take Him out. Take Him out where He can touch other people. See, there's so many people that God wants to minister to, but they're not going to come in here. They're not. And we've got to see an urgency and see the plan and the will of God and say, Lord, I know I can't fail in this. Where do You want me to go? You know, you can have the best prayer in the Walmart parking lot than you can have right here at this altar. And God is right in the middle of it. And the more people are looking, the better it is. Amen. You're going to be challenged in the coming days as God is going to start opening up some things to stretch your faith and to give out of yourself things that you don't even know that's there. Things that I don't even know that's there. But God is the source of every... The Bible says in the book of James, the epistle to James, that every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father above. Right? There's no shadow of turning. He's the Father of love. He gives those good gifts. You don't lack anything. God will get it to whoever He needs to. All He's got to do is get it through us. Amen? So the message that the Spirit of God is wanting to encourage us and build us up in, that we just take Him at His word. Go with me to the book of James. We've got to make sure that we see how important it is that we act on this. In James chapter 2, verse number 14, James 2 and 14, the Word of God says, "What does it profit, my brethren?" Who's He talking to? The church. He's talking to us. That's right. Amen. "What do it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him?" See, the reason why so many people have turned their back on the church is because all they have seen is religion. They've heard a lot of talk, but they haven't seen any action. And so you and I tonight, we want to be in the place and the position where we say, God, put legs on what You have put in my heart. Amen? Notice what he says, verse number 15. "If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace," verse 16, "depart in peace, be you warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit?" You know, there's so many situations where it arised in my life in the past, and I said, well, I pray for you. I pray about it. Well, thank God for prayer, but there's a place of action that precedes prayer. And that's what James is talking about. When you see a need there, and that need is of the daily sustenance of life, we need to do like Jesus did. We need to meet that need, and then they'll be interested in the spiritual. Amen? And so we want to see. Now, Jesus has told me to love as He loved. And His Word... Faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. So I need to keep saying that word over and over, stretching my faith, letting that faith be dealt out of my life as it's been dealt into my life. And I need to put it to practice. I need to show the love of God. The love of God is that where the need is, God met it. Amen? Look what he says. Verse 17. "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." But your faith is not alone. It's working by love. Amen? So tonight, you're in a place and a position where the love of God is going to be opening up your spiritual vision. And with that spiritual vision, you're going to see needs that you didn't even know that were there. And you're going to supernaturally know by the faith that is in you how to make that love manifest, exhibited, demonstrated in their life, because it's twofold. You can't fail. Amen? And you're going to be able to believe God for greater things than you've ever dreamed of. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3 and we'll get ready to close. Get ready to close. Ephesians chapter 3. Look what it says in verse number 14. This is Paul's prayer for the church. It's his prayer for you and I. And he says in verse 14, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love. You are being rooted and grounded in love. You're coming from love, you're growing up in love, and you're growing out from love, giving it out. Amen? You are a tree of fruit of love. See, the Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, I believe it is, tells us that love is the first fruit of the... And what do you do with fruit? You let it grow, don't you? You just let it be. And when it's ready, it's picked. Love is in you and it's a fruit of the Spirit. You don't have to dream it up. You don't have to pray it down. You don't have to feel anything. You just have to know that it's the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Amen? And if you'll let it be. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 12 says, Let all things be done with love. Let all things. That means that everything that you and I do, everything that we say, we speak by the love of God. We work by the love of God. We walk by the love of God. And we have that promise. We have that assurance because it's a fruit of the Spirit. Amen? Amen. It's a fruit. Glory. Now notice here. He says in verse number 18, that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height of this love. And to know, to understand, to receive, to operate in, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now here's how you and I get filled with the fullness of God. We take what the Spirit of God reveals to us moment by moment. We take the instruction at hand. Right? God, see, everybody, if they're not careful, they want the whole plan. God very seldom ever gives you more than one word. And He gives you that one word, and you step out in faith on that one word because He is only pleased. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith, right? And so He wants you to step out on faith. So you've got to do it. You operate in that one word at a time, and all of a sudden, when you operate in that, here comes another word and another word. And another revelation, another unction, another understanding, another vision. And you start getting full and full and full. And when you're so full of the power of God, it comes out just supernaturally. And look what happens. Verse number 20. When you're full of it, of the love. It says, now to Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. I want a God that can do above all, don't you? Our God is above all, and He loves all, and He can do all. Amen? He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, of course, the power is the Holy Spirit, but not in... we don't need to stop there. The power is the Holy Spirit shedding abroad in you and me God's love. God's love. And so, if you're wanting to see somebody saved, sow a seed in somebody else's life. God gets interested when we say, God, I trust you for this family member or this friend that I prayed for. I've done everything I can do, and it doesn't seem like I'm having any success. So, God, I'm just going to lay them on your altar. I'm going to lay them in your arms. I'm going to trust you. Now, you show me who somebody I can be effective with. And when you do that, all of a sudden, He sees that you trust Him, and He sees that your heart is to where His heart is, and He sends you to that person or that family or that situation, and you love as Jesus loves, and all of a sudden, this impossible situation, it just takes care of itself. That's our God, amen? So tonight, I want you to be in the place where you're constantly walking around and you think, man, this is what I think, and this is what I can say. But my God's going to do greater. My God's going to do bigger. My God is going to do things that I haven't even dreamed of yet, right? Because of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says that the Holy Spirit does things that hasn't even entered into the heart of man. That's you and I tonight. What needs to be done to stir this community? What needs to be done to reach those? Now, we're not trying to we want all the churches to be blessed, and we want the people to be faithful to their churches. But there's people out there who don't have a church. Amen? They don't know Jesus. And so we need the love of God to direct us. We need the faith of God to release the power of God that is in us to reach them. And the way that we can reach them is simply when we get a call and we see a need and we say, God, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to give what we got. And you take and you bless it and you make it meet the need. Guess what? The need's met. It's met. He's going to take care of it. And that goes with whether you and I give them a word, whether we give them food or clothing, whether we just love them and be a friend to them. It will meet the need because God's love never fails. So in closing, I want you to think about that question. That's what the Spirit of God is saying to us tonight. What would you do for the Lord if you knew that you couldn't fail? Where would you go? Who would you witness to? Who would you stretch out and give until it actually touched them in a way that it brought them out of darkness into the light? Come on, you've got more to give than you've ever dreamed possible. Inside of you is the fullness of God. Inside of you. We don't pray it down. We don't have to go reach for it. God has put inside of you the immense. The Apostle Paul spoke to the church at Corinth and he said, but thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift, Jesus Christ. In other words, the gift of Jesus in your life, there's things that has not even been spoke yet, revealed yet, that is in your possession. So act on one word. Act in faith and let the love of God come out, and I promise you, God will meet the need. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you that you have set your body up, your church up. And you said that you would build your church. You would add daily to it such as should be saved. But you said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that in your name we can go forth and do the works that you did. Lord, help us right now, every person in here, help us to be committed to you 100%. Those things that would get our attention and get our mind off of our Father's business, help us give them to you and allow you to have them, allow you to take care of them, and help us focus, concentrate, yield to you, and do what you've called us to do for your glory, Father. In the name of Jesus, we all say, amen. Amen and amen. Would you come to this altar tonight? Would you come and say, Lord, I hear this word, and I'm pricked in my heart, just as they was on the day of Pentecost. I'm pricked in my heart. I want to allow your love to come out. I want to operate in this faith. Would you come? Would you come and say, Lord, here I am tonight. I want to make a trip to your altar and lay my heart on your altar and let your Spirit minister in a deeper level personally what you're saying to me corporately. Would you come tonight?